can't track him now. We've lost his blood.
It's all over.
My dog didn't lick it off that fast.
I don't have a dog yet.
The apprentices walk by. No, you come back, sir. Here we go.
Yeah. Lower.
But that means technically first enchanter, Irving it. Anywho.
Well, technically it was your job.
That means you're getting sloppy, like...
No, we're getting away. No. Anywho.
But I do like Greg. He's cool.
So...
You guys have now heard of... You guys... Yeah. Dupique, Owen... Alright.
The postmaster, if you ever talk to anyone.
Postmaster.
I will go in the morning before at church if the telecom's open.
Nope.
Damn it. But is it still open today?
I'll go pull out the chair from under
and
the...
And everything about seeing the constant updates. If they actually catch on the constant communication, they could pick that up, the cabal. So that could be bad.
But, you know, Saturday night will pass on a...
Even, like, Saturday evening or the entire night, too?
The evening will pass uneventfully, unless there's anything else you guys want to do. Because it is Saturday dinner time is where you're eating at this point.
I'm basically just saving my energy for patrol.
Will the postmaster replace be open after dinner?
No, it isn't. It closes at 5.
Okay. Then I have nothing to do.
Okay, so who's going out on patrol?
I guess I will go. I'm awake.
In your costume?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, let's see.
Since I actually had time to rest, we were wandering around.
Give me perception checks.
Woo! I don't have perception.
And are you attempting to stay out of view? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then that is stealth as well.
I don't see anything.
Are you coming, Ryan?
Well...
We do need to take shifts.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right now it is Alec and Jessica.
I got 6 on stealth.
And 3.
10 on notice.
Okay. What'd you get on stealth?
3.
3, okay.
That was my reroll.
I got a 16.
I'm not interested in what you got. Just
okay.
I didn't tell you to roll. I tell for the first two.
It's happening first watch.
There you go.
It's happening first watch. So as you guys are kind of, you know, sneaking around, kind of walking around quietly, Jessica's sitting there kind of going, where are the roofs that I'm supposed to jump across? Trying to duck into the back alleys. You seem to be a bit more casual and kind of fit in here. But as you guys are kind of sneaking around, you see a guy walking around. And, you know, he kind of walks along and he kind of stops and looks over in your guys' general direction. He seems to be walking in her direction.
I don't notice.
I'm not going to do anything quite yet. I do... Basically, I'm going to hold to see what he does.
Alright. And he eventually gets closer and you do notice him. It looks like the local constable. And he looks to be very curious at you. He's kind of looking at you in your costume doing the...
Bloody hell, meow.
Stop right there. Because she's in a tiger leather outfit.
And I'm sneaking.
Yeah, and you're sneaking. And so you see he actually has his billy club out at this point.
Ryan, says, this is what happened first watch.
Stop right there.
Does he stop? Who the hell are you?
They call me the tiger.
Alright, the tiger.
I didn't say that tiger.
What are you doing?
Looking for someone?
Jessica, I just want to let you know what you're coming across to me right now as?
the strangler.
No, no. You're coming across as a prostitute right now.
Yeah.
Miss...
Better that than the strangler.
I'm going to have to ask you to come with me.
Maya, where are we going?
The jail.
Not too dirty.
I didn't say that this... You're going to have to come with me.
I'm kind of waiting for you to, you know, motion that you want me to do something.
Because well, I don't know where you are!
Whether you break and run, whether you...
Yeah,
he doesn't, that's what he doesn't have a gun. Now. He's got a club.
Yes.
That's what I'd be thinking right now. Run!
Well, yeah, you are used to it!
I got to get her!
Follow! But the thing is, if I go with him, then he'll point out, mass me.
Honestly, of all the people to be caught, you're probably the best.
Really?
It doesn't raise suspicion on these guys at all. Because say, for example, it would have caught him, then people would be watching him all the time. Right now, they're watching Tiger.
Honestly, Jessica...
Well, I'm saying, if you unmask me, then...
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't want to be unmasked.
No.
So you can just run away.
Like...
Basically, at this point, it's going to be initiatives, and you're going to have to try and stealth way. This is a chase scene.
Ha! Am I rolling?
Because that's basically what you're doing, is you're running.
And you can always attack him, too.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help.
Yeah, considering her, she uses guns. Bang! She shot the sheriff.
I did not shoot that deputy.
All right. Range increments. Let's see.
Please,
you guys were, I'd say, near distance, so you're two range increments apart. So you are two squares apart. Can you hand me your mini? And I'm going to need some random Joe Schmo.
By the way, Andre, I looked at the mass combat rules in the Savage Worlds book. Those are actually kind of interesting rules.
Yeah. For a while, I was actually tempted to use those as the D&D. All right.
I like the fact you get a your army gets a +2 on their rolls if they cannot run away.
Yes, because they know they're screwed if they run. All right. Chase modifiers. All right. Character top speed, fast. If you're faster than he is, nope, not necessarily. Escaping, you need to be 10 range increments away. All right.
Well, your tiger skin outfit will have to be retired for a little bit, Jessica.
Yeah, and basically what this is it's, these are going to be agility checks.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Here are some of the, basically, maneuvers. Some of them don't necessarily make a lot of sense, but, you know, basically you stop really hard, jump, obstacle, crazy-ass maneuvers. Ramming does...
I would have... No.
Well, that'd be sort of like, wham, you knock him over and start running this way instead.
Not with my strength, geez.
Tight turn.
Tight
so,
turn would be nice.
So take a quick
two look. Wheels. I do it for two wheels.
All right. So take a quick look at all of those because you're probably about just as versed as I am, and some of these aren't going to work for foot.
I spend
two
a
wheels
Benny.
Totally works.
I spend a Benny. Jessica's now a level 20 wheel man.
No. All right. So what are you going to do, Alec?
Laugh.
I'm going to assume Jessica can... No. Not going to assume anything. I'm going to go kind of hide in the shadows across from the jail.
Okay.
Just in case I get caught.
Just in case.
All right, let's see. Maneuvers.
Basically.
Stunts with pilot or driver, see the chase rules, force into an obstacle, distract, parallel, push, change position, steady. You can forego the driving around, simply maintain position, or you can just try and simply get ahead. Alright, so that's... and though some of these are for vehicles. So, also on the previous page on 117, there's going to be some too. Okay. Alright, then let's see. It's recommended. Place a number of markers in between. At the beginning of each turn, each person has to make their agility check. This counts as an action for the purposes of making the roll. Various modifiers. See the chase modifiers below. Success means that you move one range increment on a raise, you get two. Okay, and that's just for simply running. Okay. So those are some of the advanced things you can do, but if you just want to put distance in between you and him, it's opposed agilities. Alright, you ready?
Sure.
Jessica gets a 2.
No, I don't.
You get a 9.
Okay.
He gets an 8. Oh, you're so lucky. Alright, basically if you just want to get any distance, it's opposed agilities.
Well, right now, yes. Since I'm so close to him. 8.
Reroll the 8.
10.
6. 8. So you actually only get one range increment over. Now, he's going to attempt to close, which means it's another opposed agility check.
5.
Alright. He failed, so you don't get any extra distance between you guys. 9 and 10. Second verse, same as the first. Oop. 12.
Yeah.
13.
5.
He actually successfully got it with the race, so he closes two range increments. And basically you're running through the streets and he knows the back alley better than you.
He knows where he's going. I'm like,
Now it's your turn to try and get any further, unless you want to try and perform any actions. Ram.
And a mob shows up.
Unfortunately the mob is on their side.
Damn it!
Maneuver.
I suppose I can try a hard turn.
Okay, so basically you're going to take a hard turn down another turn.
Place. Tight turn.
Tight turn.
Mm-hmm. Agility?
Yes.
Because you're not, I don't have driving.
Yeah.
Double one.
You do a tight turn and run into a wall!
No, I do a tight turn and slip and fall. Into a wall.
7. Okay.
I realize it's going to be great.
Alright, so bam, like that. Alright. He's going to try and catch. Oh, new cards. 7. 3.
Did a tight turn. So. Now I do an obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. Probably we're looking at a.
Fruit card.
No, a box of rule.
Standard difficulty is a -2. Okay, so go ahead.
-2?
Yep, reroll it.
7. 5.
Okay. Whenever a vehicle is dealt a club. Alright. Driving through, but in reality, for this reason, drivers trying to pass through tight obstacles such as narrows. Standard difficulty is -2, but in really tight spots. If the roll is failed, the vehicle hits the obstacle. Okay. So, he is also has to get through the obstacle. He's at -2. You succeeded. He did not. So now, basically, he suffers an out-of-control hit. Basically, this is just to represent what happens. 6. He hits and skids. So, basically, he hits like a box and he kind of tumbles over in another direction. Going 1 square. Cost him a square. Mm-hmm. He will now attempt to. He's still going to try and close the distance.
He beat me. Yeah. See how much by.
A lot.
Even with his -2. Alright, your turn.
Cards, actually.
Oh, yes, cards. Sorry. Queen. He's gonna try and catch up to you.
Probably will. Probably will.
No, he doesn't.
Not with that rule.
Your turn. Oh, hold on, sorry. Let's see. He's what's back here. Roll a d8, see which direction he slid. 1. So, yeah, he slid right there.
Yep, and then he moved forward, so he's right next to me.
He's right behind you.
Okay, so we're running
in a direction of in the direction of a failed maneuver or away from a damaging attack. Okay, so no, he would have actually been back one. Because he failed, so it would have gone back. I just want to see if you can put some distance between you and him.
Okay. Five.
Nope, no distance made.
But none lost either.
But none lost either. No. Yay! Dagger Joker.
Gonna need it.
You might want to burn a Benny on that. Seven. You get one ahead of him. He's going to try and close again. Give me a nip post agility. Seven. He fails. New deck!
There's no penalty for failing?
No. Let me see. A success. Failure indicates no change of position, but a critical failure or result of one or less causes the person to go out of control.
How do you go out of control?
Basically, that's the skidding, slipping, falling type of thing. You will take the ace over my eight.
You can do another obstacle or just try and get more space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seems like obstacle.
Obstacle is one of her best.
Yeah.
Because basically all she needs to do is succeed in agility check. At minus two, but so does he.
Yeah, I suppose I'll try another obstacle. Well, yeah, I guess I'll just stick with it.
Basically, running.
It can go up to minus six.
Yeah, going through the market.
Two.
All right, so you fail. Give me 2d6. This is what happens to you. Eight. You also skid. Roll a d8. Oh, sorry. Move away from the vehicle. Roll a d4. One. So you skid over this way. He now needs to make his agility check, which he does.
Why? I didn't put up in this obstacle I failed to.
Alright. Mm-hmm. No, he succeeded. He's going to try and push. Going to try and close the position. He's going to go for a push at minus two, which means he'll get an extra range increment if he wins. However, if he fails, he goes out of control. Minus two is three, he goes out of control. Double ones!
Oh.
Roll over! Vehicle performs a slip.
So he tumbles.
And rolls over D6 times in that direction. Roll collision damage. So basically he hit like barrels and went BAM! And they just like all fell down on him. So let's see. He performs a slip. D6 away from the vehicle. One. And then he'll suffer barrel damage, which is 9, which will be enough to shake him. And then any weapons or except, and his club is broken.
Oh.
Buddy's shaken, but not quite out yet.
You okay?
King of spades, he needs to unshake.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yes, he does unshake. Your turn.
Okay, well, I'll just use this time to get away.
That's what he gets for pushing it. 11, you win by 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You are 7 away. Alright. No. Yes. You get the Japanese release. And he gets the Joker! He's going to try and push again because he needs it. And the Joker will cancel out his minus 2. He'll just get a 4, so he gets 2. Right there. Your turn.
It's not worth it!
Oh, no, wait. Sorry, you need to roll. It's opposed. Never mind. Never mind. He's just finishing untangling himself. Gonna try and push further.
Sure. That could be mean and just sit there in an obstacle.
Oh, dang. Gee. Nine. If you succeed this time, you're gone. King. Oh, sorry. Can't use this deck anymore.
Joker was pulled.
Joker was pulled.
You got the Joker.
Jack or three. One more and you're gone.
Nine.
You succeed by... And you're gone. And you got a raise. All because he got greedy.
Yeah. Why did those barrels have broke his club?
Billy Club is now broken.
As you probably have made it far outside of...
Yeah, you are gone.
Where am I?
You, who's been sitting there waiting, no, nothing's terribly strange.
I give it about 30 minutes or so, because, you know...
And after about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, you actually hear, like, a crash towards the market. Barrels everywhere that he's pulling himself out of the wreckage.
Okay, I turn around and go back to the hotel.
All right.
I assume I see Jessica nowhere to be found.
She'll return eventually.
Yes, you see her nowhere.
At camp.
Basically, you slip back. You slip back after a while. After you've given and wait a few hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, I camp outside town for a little bit. It's cold.
That is so comfortable.
Second watch, I do also need stealth checks and notice checks if you're attempting to sneak around. Congratulations, Katie.
Yay, my rolling got better. Yay, voodoo on you! Give me one of my bennies back.
Why?
My companion bennies.
Oh, that's right.
Yay, my booty went
up. 5 on stealth, 16 on notice.
I like how...
4 on stealth, 2 on notice.
The people with stealth get all the low numbers, people without stealth get high.
Oh my god, apparently it doesn't matter.
I have
all right.
4 in stealth.
So,
he's
as you guys,
really on the watch now.
As you guys... Well, it actually makes sense. As you
probably a couple of them, actually.
As you guys are kind of out on your patrol, basically getting up towards dawn, you notice that... The deputy notices you guys, and he's heading towards you quickly. I wouldn't say running, but he's walking briskly.
Early morning walk.
Yeah.
Both of us or just me?
Both of you. You got a 15.
I'll stand there. Wait for him to come over.
Excuse me.
Do you need something?
What are you doing out this early?
Just going for a morning walk. It's a normal
3
thing.
O'clock in the morning.
It's almost dawn, isn't it? I don't have a watch.
You don't have a pocket watch? Come on, you need to have a pocket watch.
I guess a pocket watch. Oh, dear. I thought it was 6 a.m. I'll head on back to my seat.
Yes.
Place.
You do that.
Hotel.
Worst lie ever.
I thought it was closer to dawn, you said.
No, it would end at dawn.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want to be sneaking and patrolling around the streets at night.
Yeah. Thinking of that.
Or during the day.
Thinking of that, a better excuse probably would have been, I was having trouble sleeping, so I thought a walk in the night air would help.
But he's kind of, as long as you guys kind of, he escorts you back to the motel. I wouldn't recommend going out at night.
Hmm.
Why? Don't know how things work wherever you're from, but we tend to like to keep things quiet.
Well, things look nice and quiet. It's a refreshing walk. It happened to be 3 a.m., I suppose.
Okay, I'm sure we'll answer well enough on you completely.
Alright. Dawn will roll around. Jessica's a bit more tired than everyone else, but she doesn't wake up at dawn anyway. So you three are up.
No, I probably went to bed quick, though.
As a church.
I suppose I make sure I look presentable and get ready
get
to go to church.
Get the best bangs, clothes, green
yes, dress. We'll head over to church like good Protestants.
Yeah. You guys head over, and basically it's Vicar O'Brien. He, of course, does his Sermon, give me notice checks for those guys who are looking for more occult-like activity of the Mystic Juju variety.
Wait.
11.
I am distracted and bored.
You're asleep.
8.
11. Oh, so I'm not 11. Even there?
So no. 2 11s and 8.
Okay.
All right. No, nothing. The fairly standard fare. A bit hold on, let's see. Not even inspiring. He wrote this. It's obvious that he wrote this last night.
More like this morning.
Yeah.
Like, woke up.
Shut! Coffee! But.
What was I writing?
But after the sermon, he comes down and says, ah! Good to see you three.
Who? Okay, Father O'Brien. Or Vicar O'Brien.
Vicar O'Brien.
Greetings.
Pleasure, Father.
Hello, sir.
It's always good to get some new blood.
Well, we're just here. I'm trying to broker a deal, but we can't do anything till Monday.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, feel free to stay as long as you like. It's a wonderful town. Very well, the people are kind of friendly.
They've been reasonably friendly so far.
I'm out of town, I take it?
Oh, no, born and raised.
Ah. You know, the people seem to be a little on edge recently.
Oh, Their fears are unwarranted. God has blessed this town, and fears are unwarranted.
Well, I'm not worried in the slightest if that helps.
Ah, well, that's good. We wouldn't want to give our little town a bad name.
Yes. Well, beautiful service today.
Oh, thank you. I always like speeches about,
whatever I wrote about this morning.
Hope. And faith.
Yes, me too, I suppose.
Who?
Well, I hope you enjoy our small town. If you haven't got the tour around, I'd be more than happy to, although, Mary is quite the little hostess.
Mary?
Mayor Stockwell's daughter.
Ah. We had wanted to speak with the mayor.
Ah, yeah, well. He won't see anyone on Sundays. He's a good Protestant.
Actually, church was a social function.
Yes.
Yes, but this is discussing business and you don't do work on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yes. He is here. Mary! You see a girl, she's probably about 17. She's cute, not attractive, but cute. Light blonde hair, shortish. Yes, Vicar O'Brien. These are three visitors. Would you be willing to show them around town? Very well. Please come with me.
Was that code speech of some kind?
No,
I mean, just thinking that, not saying that.
Well, okay, it's a perception check.
Three.
No code you've heard of. But maybe they've got their own sophisticated farmer town speak.
I hear the chickens out back are...
I hear the chickens out back are pecking.
What?
No, really.
Don't that them?
His scratch of fucking food.
Her demeanor changed when he said that, that's why.
Yeah, well, you know.
She's being put out. She's basically like, take these people you don't know and walk them around town.
Yeah.
And you can't really say no because I'm the vicar of your church.
Well, here's the farmer's market. This is where all the farmers come in and sell their goods. There's the post office if you need to send any messages or letters. That's where you go. This is the church. It was built a century ago. My father's office is right over there. There's the deputy. There's the sheriff's or the constable's office. There's the motel you're staying in. You notice that she's fairly irritated.
Sure. We don't mean to put you out. You could... Go ahead, we can find our way around just fine if you feel so inclined to.
Thank you. She